The following is Dan Klein's talk, Ducks and Decorated Sheds, from UX Thursday Detroit 2014.
Hello, my name is Dan Klein, and I'm a master debater. And I'll just admit that to you now. In high school, I was in competitive debate, and not only did I meet my then-girlfriend, now-wife, in debate class, I started out dating her partner and then moved on to much better things. And this is me and the caption, if you can't read it, reacting to a rumor that their team has staged an upset win. That wasn't what happened. It was a loss, as usual. But we thought maybe we won. And in high school debate, anybody here a high school debater? Were you a high school debater? Thank you. There are two ways that you can win at high school debate. And the preferred route, since this is an educational activity, is through evidence, through facts, and through having a good case. That was not the way that I would win. The other way that you can win in debate is by having better arguments, and especially arguments over definitions. So I went to a small private Christian school. We didn't have a budget for the debate team to have researchers working for us like some of our competitors. So in the absence of being able to outperform with evidence, I had to learn to outperform with arguments. And arguing about definitions is something that I love. And so when I saw Jared Spool bravely offer a new definition of design, my sense was that I would enjoy taking this definition apart, because that's what I do. But the more you let this work on you, this is really important. Design is the rendering of intent. And I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our company has offices in Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor. Anybody here been to Grand Rapids? Awesome. Wow. Who here is from Grand Rapids? Just a few of us. Okay, well, if you are in Grand Rapids, or if you are near the airport especially, you may have noticed this. And think about what Jared said. Design is the rendering of intent. What was the intent of Steelcase in building a giant pyramid out by the airport? It wouldn't surprise you to hear, I wouldn't think, that this structure is a challenge to work inside of, and such a challenge that Steelcase has vacated the premises. And in retrospect, how do intent and design work? Some future archaeologists might look at this, and that the intent of that building was to enshrine the idea that back in the day, our employment was so stable, we could make preposterous buildings and have the intent be for them to be cool buildings, not the intent for them to be functional spaces. So intention, if design is the rendering of intent, the stuff that we make has structures, and instead of going straightly from intent to structure, like sometimes we do, right? So this is one of my favorite images of all time. I bet the tax preparers get people walking in asking for pizza. Intention and the resulting structure here, this was just expedient, right? The tax business is only really hot for a couple of months during the year, and they knew that they might be mistaken for a Pizza Hut, that the structure of what they were doing. So this is, and another thing that's really important about how Jared said that, design is the rendering of intent. Is this the work of designers? All of the business deciders involved in this decision were doing design, and they were rendering their intent, and the structure that came out of that process, how would you know that that was good or not? We might say, well, that's really crazy, but how do you know? How do you know what a good structure is? And in the parlance of how the kids talk today, how do you know if you're doing it right? And as some of you know, and I was grateful to Ivo for breaking the Richard Saul Wurman bubble in advance for me, the Understanding Group is founded on principles that were created by this wonderful 79-year-old man, Richard Saul Wurman. And so how do you know? I really want to know that I'm doing it right. His advice is always hard to take, but usually really important to listen to. There is no right way. What's the right way to offer a tax preparation service on a busy street when your budget is small and your needs for how the space is configured aren't that fancy? That Pizza Hut could have been the right way. So letting go of saying, well, what is doing it right? I'd like to talk about doing it good. There are any number of good ways. The Pizza Hut way might be a good way, but there aren't any right ways. And so what I'm going to tell you about is a way to talk about how to design structure, how to get to good structure for the things that you're working on. And if the things are apps that have a really narrow purpose that aren't all that complex, I think these principles still work in that context. The context that we work in looks like this, which is vast amounts of all sorts of really complex information and hundreds of requirements, not the requirement to say yo. So I'm going to tell you some things, and I think these things apply equally well in both instance as well as a big information system. But my credibility in saying that, I have much more experience with this than with the prior. So four ways to get at good structure for what you're working on. The first thing is, back to Jared's definition, if design is a rendering of intent, then you have to get systematic with your intention. And who here was at UX Thursday last year? Awesome, many of us. I was too, and I got to tell you about a tool for making intention explicit, for making intention systematic, something we've listed from the work of Richard Saul Wurman called performance continuums. And in most businesses often offer services to people, and as a result, people are complex and contradictory, and you don't get to remove the contradictions, at least we don't. You have to work through the contradictions. So rendering our intent about all of these hard things to decide, are we going to service the customers that we have now, or are we going to acquire more? Most businesses don't get to make that an either or. In the middle of this continuum is the word yet. And so this tool of a performance continuum to say, what are these things that are held in tension? And then where are we today? Mostly we service the customers that we have. Where do we need to go? What would good mean? When we design it and we look at it, what does good mean? Well, for the intenders, you can model their intention with this tool of performance continuums. And you can stack up these continuums, and typically we will have 10, 15, 20 of these that we're holding intention, and then gathering all those dots of intention to sort of figure out what it wants to be. What would be good structure? And it's tempting. Some of the dots kind of have a way that they want to go together. So it's tempting to sort of just jump to, what does the UI look like? But back to the pyramid, in between in, in between in,